Hello and welcome to another Anfield Wrap transfer special. I'm delighted to have Lucy Hynett with us today. Lucy, thank you so much for coming on to talk about Romeo Lavia.
No problem. It's weird to have Premier League teams actually talking about Southampton. So, you know, I'll enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah, well, Liverpool have already got McAllister and Szoboszlai through the door, but there seems to be no signs of slowing down from the club. The latest reports from Fabrizio Romano that Liverpool remain interested in Lavia despite signing the two other midfielders. First of all, you mentioned there it's interesting to have other Premier League clubs talking about Southampton, but you can't be too surprised that big teams are coming in for a player like him because he's so talented, isn't he?
Yeah. I think probably if you'd said a year ago that there would be this kind of interest, we'd have probably laughed at you, given that we spent £11 or £12 million from Man City. He was tasked with filling in a fairly large role in our club, given that we'd sold Oriol Romeu, who was kind of a big personality around the club. But there's a huge amount of interest this summer, quite justifiably. He plays kind of with a lot more assertion and a lot more assuredness than you'd expect of a 19-year-old. And I think that's being recognised with the interest from Liverpool. There's obviously been interest from Chelsea and from Arsenal as well. So I'm expecting whoever signs him, and someone will sign him this summer, I expect, they'll have to pay for him, unfortunately.
Yeah, the fee is around 50 million that's being spoken about. Are you surprised that it's that high? Or do you think that because you guys need to do a bit of work this summer, that's a fair fee for a player of his kind of talent? And I guess the potential as well that you're paying for.
Yeah, and I think you're right. It's the potential you're paying for. You're not paying 50 million for the player he is now. You're paying 50 million for what he could be in 3 or 4 years time. Given that he's 19, he's already playing at a pretty high level. I can only see him getting better. And I think that's why that the fee is so high. I think you also have to factor in that he's got a significant amount of time left on his contract. He signed a 5-year contract last year. That always has an impact, doesn't it, on valuations. You've also got the fact that Man City's buyback clause comes into effect next summer. So you would expect that clubs are in a rush now to get that done so that his buyback clause doesn't come active next summer. I think there's going to be plenty of attention and I think it's all very justified. We will drive a hard bargain because we need the finance, but I expect it will be done.